We are going to, in the meantime, return to Laois and Tongi de Tulguet of Dunmore Country School in Durrow, County Laois, has created a French potager or potager garden. A potager garden is what you call a kitchen garden if you are French. But it is still the same old mix of the edible and the ornamental. And Tongi has laid out an acre of annual, perennial and biennial flowers, mingling with herbs, fruit bushes, trees and vegetables. Anne-Marie Kelly visited him on a gorgeous spring morning.
To explain it, I have a kitchen garden divided in four, and it's divided by the organ of the plant. So I put all the root crop together, I put all the leafy crop together, I put all the fruity crop together, and I put all the flower together, okay? So now, imagine that you have a piece broke like a cake in four, okay? Mm. A fourth, 25%, is devoted to flower.
Yes.
Flower are very important for insects. So all the flowers, you can see them here. Mm-hmm. So that's the flower part. You can see, so some would be for the bees. That's the epilobium, that's a wildflower.
Yeah.
Bladderwort. A beautiful flower coming up now. You have sweet peas. Always you will notice in my garden, you will always see something that is missing in most of the garden, legume. So you can see some broad beans.
Yes. Okay.
And you can see some melilotus. So melilotus or sweet clover. So you can bruise it and smell it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Can you smell that?
I can.
Sweet smell.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
So what can you smell?
I can smell almost sweet.
Vanilla?
Yes, yeah, it's true. You know, a lot of people say, oh, we don't see your house from the road, but we like to keep it like that, you know, it's our little secret garden.
It is secret and sacred, isn't it?
It's part of himself, you know, the garden is growing with the garden and his ideas are growing with the garden as well.
How big is the, you have an acre here then, is it 1 acre?
So it's 1 acre.
Right.
You want to have a look?
Yes, I'd love to. And so you're still learning?
Yeah, I'm still learning. So I think there is no expert as such, because when you think you're an expert, don't take any in because you think you know everything.
Yeah.
So you don't listen to people on you. So, and you learn from plants as well and from nature.
How do you build up that resilience?
In terms of gardening in general, okay, the effect of the garden, you have it in your house, inside. Because the first effect of what you're going to create are the colors. And the colors are going to heal your mind when you're sick. And those colors, you put them outside, you see, mm-hmm. in the garden.
So you can see them from
outside. And you can see them from outside. So the benefit of the garden, you don't have to go outside to feed it.
Yeah.
You can be inside. Then after that, I think that when you go outside, you could have the smell, and we should have the buzz of the bees and the insect. And that's part of the garden atmosphere, you know. And
because there's a meditation in that, isn't there?
It's part of it, yeah.
And they're busy, the bees are busy.
There's one honeybee there and a few little hoverflies, yeah.
And do you see then your role now as more of a teacher as well? Because you do love to pass on your information, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's very important to... A lot of people don't have my experience. Mm-hmm. I started gardening when I was 13, 14. Mm-hmm. I had a deal with my grandfather, is that he would buy me the seeds. And I would provide some veg for the summer, for the house for
That's
the summer.
That's a good deal, isn't it?
And when I was 13, 14, I would buy something like 60, 100 euro worth of seeds. And I still grow some varieties like pitsai, Japanese squash. I grew them since long, long time.
And they successfully grow here?
Yes, okay. They do, very successfully. What I'm experimenting is climate change that has a huge, massive effect on food production in my garden. So I think that the only way we can kind of survive, you know, in a kitchen garden like mine, is to try different varieties to see which one would be resilient.
Yeah.
When you were talking about resilience in the garden, When I came here 30 years ago, it used to be cold, warm, dry, wet.
Yes.
But short, it was short period. Now it's longer spell. 3 or 4 weeks of dry, 3 or 4 weeks or even 2 months of wet. That has a huge effect on honeybees, obviously, because they need nectar. You have no nectar because the nectar is washed by the rain. It's the same thing with butterfly, with moth, with wasps. They need nectar, they don't have it. So it has a huge effect on insect, and it's globally warmer. So maybe we have crops that we can grow that we couldn't grow before, like soybean.
Yeah.
So it's not only bad. It's not, oh, climate change will be bad. No, we focus too much on plants, and that's a huge mistake. And you're right to remember that the soil is the medium that is going to, for us to grow plant. And my main focus is on soil.
Okay.
Yeah. The soil is built up by bacteria, yeast, fungi, living together, like we have in our guts. So if you have only one plant growing in one soil, in the soil, the microbiota is quite poor. But when you start to grow a lot of plant together, it's like if you eat a lot of food, raw food together, you're going to have a huge amount of beneficial bacteria, yeast, and fungi into that soil. So the way to mine the soil is don't dig it, protect it from the sun, UV light, and that will as well protect the water to escape. So you will save water when it's too dry. So you would use mulch.
Okay.
Okay, mulching, grass clippings, hay, leaves, cabbage, whatever, leaves. After that, always grow crop association. You don't grow potato, but you grow potato, I grow snap pea, and I grow lettuce together.
Together?
Yeah.
And that's unusual to put those three together.
It's unusual because it was done a long time ago, and we have lost it.
Tongi de Toulguet with Anne-Marie Kelly. Somebody wants me to list off all of the plants and all of the flowers in Tongi's garden. I don't think I have the time to do that today, but more details. Dunmore Country School in Durrow, County Leash.